amazing mindset, be inspired, and yet, if you don't do the necessary work, you will not be able to move toward your goals. In this episode, we are looking at something which, if you don't do, then nothing else is going to matter. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of the Action Biz Podcast. My name is Peyton. In case you're new here, welcome. You're in the right place if you've got goals and you want to achieve them in the simplest way possible. In case you're a returning listener, you know that I appreciate you immensely. So as you may know already, that there are only two things that you must do in order to achieve your goals. The first piece is what we often discuss, which is having the right mindset, the way that you think and what you believe. The second piece is what we are going to be discussing today, and that is taking action. Now, I know many of you will say taking action is difficult. It is really hard to stay on track with your goals, yes. And I completely agree with you. But here's some good news. It doesn't have to be difficult, even though it may seem that way. Let's get into some do's and don'ts that will help you take action toward your goals. The number one thing that you must do is get clear on what you need to do. If you lack clarity, that is a recipe for feeling overwhelmed and uncertain of achieving success. Having said this, please don't think that you need to know everything about pursuing and achieving your goals. That's simply not true, and it's not even possible. You only need to have a broad overview of the things that you need to do in order to start working toward your goals. Here's an example. If you want to lose weight, you already know that you need to change your lifestyle. That is, you need to work out regularly and eat proper healthy food. You know this stuff. The next thing you need to do is to get clear about what kind of workouts you need to be doing per your body type. You need to know how often you need to plan, what food you need to be having, and you need to plan your meals in advance. So that is where you start getting clear about things that you need to do. This much is enough, and it is a great place to get started on that life goal. You will figure the rest out once you start. The second thing that you need to do to take action is to make peace. Here's the saying, what you resist persists, which means if you're constantly going to be telling yourself, oh my God, this sucks, oh my God, it is so difficult, you're only making life miserable for yourself. What separates us from the rest of the animal kingdom is our ability to give meaning to things. So even though in reality, it may really be hard to get up early, hit the gym, work out, eat healthy, do the necessary things, but if you want to create significant impact, if you want to create a healthy lifestyle and do what's necessary, you've got to stop fighting the necessary things that need to get done. Once you wrap your mind around this fact that it is going to be difficult and it will never be easy, that's just the way it is going to be. You can concentrate all your efforts into actually getting stuff done. No amount of saying that it is difficult is going to make it easier on yourself. So you might as well just make peace and get on with doing what is required. Number three is bringing the intention. Now, what's your intention behind the goal or goals that you want to achieve? Consider this every time you need to do what is necessary, because you won't always feel like doing what's required, and yet you have to develop the skill to take action. Every time you feel discouraged, ask yourself, what's really my intent here? What am I trying to accomplish? You'll notice that this awareness of your intention alone will help you immensely to do what is needed. Number four is repetition. Tony Robbins says, repetition is the mother of skill, which means that the results that you desire are going to be a result of all the small actions that you take consistently. It's not going to be this one-time event where you achieve your goals. For this to happen, you just have to become relentless, practice your skills, repeat them over and over. And when you keep doing this, you keep getting better at repetition. When you constantly keep investing and learning and improving your technical skills. So make this a weekly, if not a daily practice to improve your current technical skills. Watch that video, read that book, listen to that podcast, because only when you're constantly learning the skills that you need, will you be able to level up and move toward your goals? So those were the four things that will help you take action, but they only work if you work them. I have personally tried and used them, and they have worked and continue to work brilliantly for me and my clients. I'm curious if you will be trying them. Tag us on Instagram at UpItAway while listening to this episode, and I'll give you a shout out. It's a wrap for this episode, and I'll see you in the next one. Till then, remember, what you want matters, and it's really up to you to make it happen. Talk to you soon.